All right, everybody, let's jump into today's deep dive. And this one is really interesting. It's about whether AI can really cut it in the world of science. You know, not just writing code, but actually doing the research itself. I'm sure some of you are already thinking, yeah, right. And hey, I get it. We've all seen those stories about AI going a bit bonkers, like making up crazy stuff. But what if I told you there's this whole new breed of AI, and it's not about just spitting back facts. It's about putting those facts together, connecting the dots like a real scientist would. And get this, it's already going toe-to-toe with human experts on some pretty big research questions and winning it.
Yeah, and this is different from just asking a chatbot a science question, right? We're talking about a whole new approach here using these things called language model agents.
Mm-hmm.
So picture this. A research assistant who's read every single science paper ever, and I mean every single one, but they can also see the links between them, the patterns, stuff that would take us humans, like, forever to figure out. That's the potential we're talking about.
And the AI that's making waves here is called Paper QA2. But instead of thinking about, you know, lines of code, think of Paper QA2 more like a super-powered research assistant. And it's got this tool, Retrieval Augmented Generation, RAG, for sort.
Yeah, it's not just about speed, though, although that's a huge part of it. Imagine giving this AI a mountain of research, right? Like papers on a new drug, for example. Paper QA2 uses R to go straight to the good stuff. The exact pages, paragraphs, even charts that matter for your question.
So it's like having a photographic memory, but for science, and it can instantly find anything.
Exactly. But there's more to it. What makes Paper QA2 really stand out is how it tackles problems. See, humans, we don't just scan randomly, right? We break things down into steps. And Paper QA2, it does the same thing.
So it's not just finding a needle in a haystack. It's like figuring out the smartest way to search the haystack to begin with.
Right. It might start broad with keywords. Then as it learns, it narrows down, gets more specific. It can even change its search strategy on the fly, just like we do, which is kind of wild when you think about it. And here's the kicker. It can then write up what it finds, and often it's even better than what you'd see on Wikipedia, which is saying something.
Whoa, hold on. Better than Wikipedia. That's like the go-to for, well, everything.
I know, right? But the research shows that Paper QA2 is consistently more accurate, less biased too. And it does it all way faster and cheaper than any team of humans could, which brings up some really big questions.
So we've got this incredible research assistant, right? But how do you even start testing something like that?
Well, they give Paper QA2 like three big challenges, real world stuff. First, they hit it with some seriously tough research questions, like the kind that would make even experienced scientists really think hard. Then, they wanted to see if it could write clear summaries of complex topics, you know, showing it could really understand the details. But the most interesting part, they wanted to see if Paper QA2 could actually find contradictions in published research papers.
Now that is really interesting, because isn't that like a key part of science?
Yeah.
Finding out what we might have wrong.
Exactly. That's what makes it so fascinating. They use this thing called Lit QA2, which is basically a bunch of super hard science questions meant to challenge even the experts. And get this, Paper QA2 aced it. It beat out the human experts on accuracy. And it wasn't cheating or anything. And remember how we talked about citation traversal?
Oh, yeah, right. It's like Paper QA2's built-in fact checker.
Exactly. It's like a real scientist following the trail of citations to make sure everything adds up. But here's the really wild part. It didn't just find a couple of contradictions. In their biology papers, it found an average of 1.64 validated contradictions per paper.
Wow, that's like more than one per paper. That's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. Do you have an example? Something concrete so we can really get what that means.
Yeah, so in one case, Paper QA2 focused on this debate about a gene, LEF1, and what it does in colorectal cancer. Some research said that high levels of this gene meant you'd live longer, while other studies said totally the opposite. And this isn't just some, like, academic argument. We're talking about treatments that could actually save people's lives, you know?
Right.
Paper QA2 was able to highlight this contradiction, brought in evidence from all these different places to show just how complicated this kind of research can be.
It makes you realize that even in science, it's not always clear-cut.
Right. And that's what's so exciting about this whole thing. It's like we're getting a glimpse of a future where AI isn't just making science faster, but better too. Imagine if we could use something like Paper QA2 to quickly find and understand these contradictions. We could have faster breakthroughs, new treatments, who knows what else.
It's like giving researchers this like super-powered magnifying glass, right? To see things in a completely different way. And maybe, just maybe, it'll help us finally answer some of those really big questions we've always had. So yeah, next time someone says AI can't really think like a scientist, well, tell them about Paper QA2. and all the amazing potential it's unlocking. That's it for today's Deep Dive. Thanks for listening.